Well, my day just got better. Jim Heaney is on the phone. How are you?
Oh, you're so easily amused, Susan.
Jim Heaney, executive director and editor of Investigative Post, back. You have a new story that's about the state's off-track betting system. Is that correct?
Yeah, we posted something a couple days ago.
Other newspapers are picking it up now.
My website traffic has kind of gone through the roof the last couple days, although we also broke another big story that we'll talk about another day about Buffalo using traffic enforcement as a source of revenue. Kind of what they're doing and what they did in Ferguson, Missouri, they're kind of doing in Buffalo, New York now. But well, I digress.
Right.
I digress.
Let's talk about OTB.
Yeah, we reported back in December that the Western Regional OTB, which includes 15 counties in central and western New York, they have been providing for years gold-plated health, dental, and vision insurance to board members who attend meetings 2 days a month and get paid for it. We reported that they're getting this despite a ruling about 10 years ago from the state attorney general involving another OTB downstate. The AG said OTBs cannot provide health insurance to board members. And at the time, Henry Wotozak, who's the president and CEO of the Western Regional OTB, said, "Well, we're going to go to the AG and ask them for an opinion specific to us." And guess what?
What?
They didn't go. They didn't go to the AG. They instead hired private counsel, who told Wotozak in response, "You don't need to pay attention to whatever the AG has said. We found our interpretation of the state constitution is this is only the business of the comptroller, and we found a ruling." And then she found a ruling from 41 years ago that said the OTB, the local OTB here, could provide health insurance. So, you know, I went back to the comptroller and said, "What about this?" And their press office's response was pretty interesting. The bottom line was that the comptroller has since effectively withdrawn that ruling and said that our position is that the attorney general is the rightful party to be dealing with this, and two, we're on the same page as the AG when it comes to whether or not the OTB is allowed to give health insurance to their board members and retired board members, by the way. So one could argue that the OTB went shopping for an opinion that they could live with, and now they're saying, you know, the AG is irrelevant in all this.
Have other OTBs done this with their boards?
No. There's one OTB is providing insurance to, and I'm going back on memory, one or two or a handful of board members, if that. No, it's just, you know. Now, the other, I guess, the new angle that I reported the other day is the OTB here, they run betting parlors just like everybody else. They've also got Batavia Downs horse racing track, harness track, and they've got a casino at the horse track. And they have, the last several years, they have been leasing luxury suites for Bills and Sabres games, you know, professional hockey and football. And there's some question as to whether or not board members and members of the OTB management are, you know, taking advantage of basically free tickets by attending themselves or bringing friends and family members.
Do we not know who is the list of people who have used the box?
Well, basically, Wotozak has said it's none of the public's business. He has refused to provide me a list. I voluntarily filed an FOI. After a lot of foot dragging, they came back and said, "Now that would be a violation of of these people's privacy."
Have you talked to Bob Freeman?
Yeah. Well, I did, and Bob said they've got absolutely no grounds for denying the list. I did an interview with Tozak a couple weeks back, and I was very specific. Are employees taking advantage of these tickets? And I got the same answer like three or four times. We use them for promotional purposes. It's like, no, Henry. Matter of fact, one point I said, I'm giving you an opportunity right now to deny that employees are taking advantage of these tickets. And they're used for promotional purposes.
So he didn't take that opportunity.
He did not take advantage. Yeah. Which I think is telling.
Well, why do you think they're stonewalling? I mean, what would be the reasons to do that?
Well, if they, in fact, if managers and board members at OTB are, in fact, using these tickets for personal use, I think people might not find that acceptable. So the same way, people, generally speaking, don't find it acceptable that board members who work 2 days a month are getting, potentially lifetime gold-plated health, dental, and vision insurance. So there's, they're trying to, they're trying to dodge the issue is what they're doing. And, I keep coming back at them because there are legitimate questions as to whether or not what they're doing is, one, acceptable, and two, even legal. We're engaged in this dance, I guess.
Right.
I keep asking questions that they don't want to answer.
I was just going to ask Jim Heaney about an article in the Buffalo News about George Maziarz, who, again, was on trial himself for campaign finance issues. And he just released or unleashed a number of accusations about money laundering by the head of the Western New York OTB, who we've been speaking about with Jim Heaney. And he said that these claims are just what the defendants in the Buffalo Billion trial went to jail for. And I was going to ask Jim Heaney what he made of those claims, but we can't seem to get him on the phone, or he can't hear me, which is too bad. We're having all kinds of problems today, technical problems today here on the Capitol Press Room, but we're going to continue trying to get Jim Heaney on the line. So you're listening to the Capitol Press Room, and what I'm hoping to do is get Jim Heaney back just real quickly. Is he there? Yeah, we do have him. And I just wanted to ask you one more quick question, Jim, and that is, former State Senator George Maziarz just unleashed a bunch of accusations of money laundering against the head of New York, Western New York OTB. What do you make of that?
I have seen the paperwork that George is basing his allegations on.
We have about 10 seconds.
Yeah, it looks serious, but I have not had the opportunity yet to do any kind of, deep dive to judge how, what if anything there is to the charges.
If you want to read about the OTB story, just go to investigativepost.org. Jim Heaney is the executive director. Thank you again.
Take care.
Capitol Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.